find a comfortable seated position. And for the next hour and 15 minutes of the class, I hereby make you all honorary monks and Theravadin monks and nuns, which means that you are going to relinquish all of the stories and dramas, your jobs, your possessions, your relationships. You're putting them all down for an hour and 15 minutes, and you're taking a vacation from life. So no matter what's been going on, you're relinquishing it. All those difficult stories that we live in, the dramas, the things that we worry about, the things that we're working towards, all of that we're relinquishing for a little while. And then when we come out of the monastery of Dharma Punks, we can choose which stories we want to pick back up and which ones perhaps we want to keep putting aside for a little while. So, if there's a lot of energy running around in your body, see if you can reposition it in the spine to keep you upright. And let the rest of your body relax. Allow your shoulders to hang as heavily as they can, and the stomach especially should be as soft as it can be. Bring your eyes closed, and when you close your eyes, think of it more than just letting go of sight. And that's important enough because sight takes up so much of the mind's processing power. So much of the brain is generally devoted to interpreting visual stimuli. So when you close the eyes, you're allowing the mind to do other things that it normally does. But then on top of it, when we close our eyes, we're also letting go of the world and everything that's going on in it. And we're bringing our awareness within. So think of it as the world fading away, akin to when you see those shots of perhaps astronauts when they go up into orbit and the Earth recedes, or just imagine the world somehow feeling a little more distant, a little further away, a little less invasive. And knowing that we're surrounded by people who are doing the same, we can feel safe and we can feel permission to relax, let go. Try to bring into the meditation a spirit of patience, not expecting the mind to immediately do what we want it to do. It takes a long time for the mind to settle down. So we start with wherever we are with the mind, even if the mind's jumpy or tired or worried. Wherever we are, we're going to work with that. Start with where we are. Be open to what's ever going on. and try not to judge harshly how the mind behaves. Bring instead a spirit of rewarding ourselves for even those moments, fleeting moments of peace that we develop. It's helpful also to remember that the biggest mistakes we make in life are when we're stressed out and inattentive. When we're relaxed and attentive is when we generally make the wisest choices. So we're practicing in meditation, developing mental states that not only bring us peace, but also help us avoid falling into mistakes. So bring your awareness to the crown of the head, and as we scan down through the body, become aware of each region from the inside. Try not to visualize it, just feel the sensations. And as you become aware of the sensations in each part of the body, see if you can find perhaps a little bit of the breath energy, the motion of the body breathing. Notice if there's any stress or contraction or tension. And if there is, use your ability to influence your body by thinking thoughts of relax and let go. So, becoming aware of the sensations behind the forehead. Softening the eyes, allowing them to settle. Allowing the cheekbones to settle and an unforced relaxed smile, if possible, to let the body know that everything's okay right now. Jaw hanging comfortably. If it feels good, gently tucking the chin in a little bit, which stretches the back of the neck. So noticing what the neck feels like, especially the base of the neck. Seeing if we can become aware of the slight raising and lowering of the shoulders with each breath. somewhat like a boat on a very gentle body of water. Just noticing the shoulders ever so slightly raise and lower. And as you make sure that they're heavy and not creeping up towards the ears, also very slightly and gently tuck them back to open up the chest. Feeling the chest expand and contract. Lowering the awareness into the belly and making sure it's soft and expanded. There's no tendency to keep it tucked in. The belly should be as round and soft as it feels in its most relaxed state. So allowing the sit bones, buttocks, hips, everything to relax and unclench so that you're sinking fully into the cushion, your weight keeping you balanced. And see if you can feel the energy of each in-breath and out-breath continuing down the legs, or just continue scanning down whatever method you choose, but try to become aware of all the sensations in the thigh, the knee, the shin, feet, soles of the feet. bring the awareness to the arms and the hands, making sure that they're just relaxed, hanging as heavily and as comfortable as they can be without any sense of strain or anything forced. Just allow them to feel really comfortable. And then bring your awareness to a place in the body where you're really comfortable watching yourself breathing in and breathing out. It should be a part of the body that's spacious enough so that it doesn't feel too tight or the awareness is too small, but not so dispersed either. It can be any area, the shoulders, the chest, the nose, the throat, the stomach, or even more subtle areas. And first ask yourself what kind of breathing would feel really good to the body and mind right now. The body feels sluggish, what kind of breathing would bring energy? If the mind is worried and jumpy, what kind of breath would relax it? Just ask the question and see if you can find a breath that feels really good. once you've got a breath that feels good, see if you can make each inhalation subtler and not pulling in the breath, but just allowing the breath in a softer inhalation, and then see if you can spread the sense of calm and peace throughout the body with each exhalation, the feelings of ease spreading from wherever you're watching the breath, just allowing it to spread throughout. And using the breath to make the body feel as expansive and safe, relaxed, so that you feel comfortable being in all the different areas of the body. Your awareness doesn't prefer any area. Instead of the awareness shrinking behind the eyes, the awareness now can spread, so that you're, in essence, flowing throughout the entire body. So just as meditation is a skill, there's a skill to the process of leaving a meditation. First thing is to begin to reflect if there was any point in the meditation or points when you felt relaxed and peaceful. And note what you were focusing on or what you had let go of to attain that peace. Peace is the result of other events in the mind. Often letting go of something we're focusing or thinking about, or focusing on something skillful. Perhaps a way you were breathing or a part of the body you were observing. But it's important to note which practices bring about peace so that in the rest of our lives we can practice and repeat them. The second skill is to bring or maintain a state of body and breath awareness throughout the evening. So set an intention to carry your awareness and not just throw away any tranquility that you've cultivated. And so, skill number three is very, very gradually, very, very slowly begin to let the world back into the mind. The sounds becoming sharper, the sense of the breeze in a room, or any other external events. And absolutely last, slowly allowing sight back into the mind. And try to make the transition, again, a balanced one, so you don't just throw away your awareness of the body.